So this chapter 5, Mishnah 7, Hamoredes al Baal, a woman who rebels against her husband. So she says she's going to refuse to have relations with him, the reverse of the last Mishnah's case. So pochasin la mekesuvasa, what we do is we reduce her kesuva payment, shiva dinarim b'shabbos, for 7 dinars every week that goes by. That's, we try and convince her to change and stop her rebelliousness. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says shiva tar pikin. He says no, 7 tropiaks, which is half a dinar. So it's basically half the amount of the first opinion. And admasu poches, until when do we reduce the kesuva payment? Ad kenegit kesuvasa. So the first opinion is until the kesuva payment is no longer, until he would pay her nothing on divorce or death, on his divorce or death. Rabbi Yosi Omer says no, lo elam hu poches vahoy. They just keep reducing they keep reducing it. Why? Because when the kesuva is gone, shema tipula yerusha mimakom acher. Perhaps she'll get an inheritance or fall to her from another source. And goiva hamenu, he'll be able to collect from that. So according to him, Rabbi Yosi, you can even collect from her assets once the kesuva payment is finished. V'chein ha-mored al ishto, and just as we do that to the woman, mosifin la al kesuvasa shloshe dinarim v'shabbos. Also for the man, so they compel the man, if he refuses to be with her, then they increase her kesuva payment by 3 dinarim every week. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shloshet Tapakin, he says again half the amount. He has a different amount. So it brings over here that actually in the Karti, that the Gemara, that they changed the law afterwards, and they didn't reduce the woman's kesuva payment, but they would warn her on 4 consecutive weeks. They would send a warning to her from the court, and after the 4th week, they would cancel the kesuva payment completely. They didn't reduce it. They just gave her these 4 warnings, and then afterwards they completely reduced the kesuva payment.